Good news out of Orlando, Florida.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Two tight ends on the field for the Patriots on first down. The handoff comes from no one. Brady with the football in his hand. Fires down the field. Wide open. Thank you. Touchdown.
Oh, what a beautiful play and more beautifully executed. All alone in the middle of the field.
That was like stealing.
Here to break down this week's game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, the man everyone loves, especially the quarterback.
I love Pete. I always appreciate Pete.
Pete Shepherd.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and what's happening, my friends? Welcome to another edition and another week of the Pete Shepherd Show here. Full week once again here on Patriots.com. Drew live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette. Hope all of you had a very happy, healthy, safe Thanksgiving and that your family didn't drive you entirely insane by, you know, kickoff of the second game. Oh, boy, could we talk about that. Anyway. But, boy, lots to talk about today. So much going on, not with this, with the Patriots and Indianapolis going on, but around the NFL. And it is, I got to tell you, I was talking to the crossover with John, and I've had it with so many of the local and national media people. It's really why, honest to God, I really don't read the Globe and Herald and anymore as far as game story stuff goes. Because not for me personally, it's not doing anything for me. And when I read columns from certain people, I know what their agenda is and what. So I form my own opinions by watching the film and watching games over and over again. And I think my analysis for this team, for the most part, the scores I've said and what's going to happen, I think for the most part, been pretty dead on balls accurate. You know, a couple of misses here and there, but for the most part, things have gone to plan. And I think it's because. I know a lot of you, and I'm not sitting here thumping my chest or, you know, saying about my opinions are better than anybody else's, but a lot of them are, to be honest with you. When I see some of these people on national and radio shows and local radio and television shows every single week, spewing the same crap every single week, being wrong for a big part of it every single week. And, you know, it's like what Chris Morrison said to me last week. If you're trying to figure out this league on a week-to-week basis and trying to factor in trends on a week-to-week basis, you might as well bang your head against the wall, put it in a vise, and have somebody squeeze hard, have your brains ooze out or something. But I got to tell you, and I'll give you an example. I'm coming in today, and on the Sports Hub, remember, none of this is personal with me. Most of them are my friends. And we differ and go back and forth. And I'm not saying anything now I wouldn't say to his face if I saw him. But I hear, you know, Tony Maz is arguing with Felger coming down here. Tony Maz says, well, and talking about, you know, what the Patriots are going to be like in the playoffs. And he makes this statement, which I love Maz to death, but this was just absolutely asinine ridiculous. When you come out and say, well, if a guy like Fitzpatrick can beat the Patriots with the Bills with an 84. I mean, Fitzpatrick can beat the Bills with a quarterback rating of like 84 something. What does that tell you? Now, he actually said this. He actually said this. Now, Felger kind of jumped down his throat a little bit, but not in the way. Why would you bring up? Who gives a crap what Fitzpatrick did against the Patriots in week 3? When the Bills were on their way to the Super Bowl, remember? Remember I told you they come crashing back down to earth? Pete Wright again? You know, after 4 games? This was after 3 games. Half the damn country had them in the Super Bowl because of Fitzpatrick and all this great offense. Not only that, Brady threw 4 picks that game, yet 2 were deflected, but 4 picks that led to 24 points. What the hell? The defense had nothing to do with that, a lot of that game. Very little. That was on the offense. And it still took every last ounce of Buffalo to win that game. But that's what I'm talking about. When I hear a guy on the radio or in print say something to me that is so asinine like that, like Ryan Fitzpatrick with a quarterback rating of 84, you know, what does that tell you about who the Patriots can beat or can't beat? It is ridiculous what happened in week 3. Now, I'm sure what the problem is guys like Maz and others, when Buffalo comes here on New Year's Day and gets their asses kicked again, okay, and they will get their butts whipped on that day. here. You know, you won't hear the retraction. You won't. You're not going to hear anything positive for the most part about the Patriots defense over the next 6 weeks because of the quarter, because of the teams they're playing and the quarterbacks they're playing. And I think it's so unfair. It's so unfair that people are lumping in what happened against the Giants in 2007, what happened against Baltimore in 09, and what happened against the Jets last year. And that somehow is gonna, that trend is somehow gonna, all three of those games were different for a lot of different reasons. And just because, and, you know, the Super Bowl, please. I mean, they had to lead with, we all know how the Giants won that game. Took three freaking miracle plays. All right, they pulled it off. They deserved it. Over. Okay, the Baltimore game, we all, and I've been to this time and time again. And I don't know why people think it's like the same thing happens in all these games. It's not the same thing. There are a lot of different scenarios, different players. The Baltimore scenario was completely different than what happened in the Jet game last year. But to think that all this stuff should be all lumped in together and that, despite the Patriots going 13-3, which I believe they will, you're going to hear most of the local and national media, beat their drum of, well, let's see what they do again. You're going to hear the buzzwords I love, you know, real offenses, real quarterbacks, real this, real that. Now, they're not looking at the rest of the league. I had guys Facebooking me about Tim Tebow. Like, I mean, like, come on. I mean, if you think Tim Tebow was ever, first of all, even going to be on this team next year, you are delusional. If you think Tim Tebow is going to beat the Patriots, you got to be kidding me. Now, Denver's defense may make some plays in that game, but I don't expect Tim Tebow, when the Patriots play him, to do anything spectacular. He has not done anything spectacular in these games. It's been the ineptness. You saw the Chargers last week. I mean, can a team get any worse than that, than watching Phillip Rivers and that dumbass North Turner try to win games? And you're talking about team, please. You talk about playing real teams. Wait till Denver comes up against a good team. What good team have they played so far? And don't tell me the Raiders, when the Raiders had no quarterback for that entire game and the defense had a pick six in that one for Denver too. So please stop it. I'm all revved up. But so the Patriots, in a nutshell, are not going to get any credit on defense they deserve over the next 6 weeks. By some. Not all of you, but some. Because of the teams they're playing and the caliber of quarterbacks they're going up against. And all I'm saying is, it's somewhere in the middle. They are 11th now. Last week they were 10th in points scored, now they're 11th. I mean, it's right around 20 a game. Still a lot better than half the field. Okay? And finally, Dierdorf brought it up on Sunday, too. He's like, all this net yard, you know, all this net yardage, he's like, but they're 10th in points allowed. How do they do it? Well, it's if you look at the game and get your heads out of your asses and stop wasting time about net yardage garbage stats that don't mean a damn thing. Net yardage stats don't mean anything. They really don't. I can make case after case after case. The Chargers last year were number one net yardage in offense and defense. How'd that work out? Look at what you're seeing. Look what's in front of you. If you can't see, these guys they had on defense, I mean, some of you can't name half of them that were out there in the secondary. But that's the same Eagles team, folks, that went into Giants Stadium last week and kicked their butt. A Giants team that had no, you know, so what is it? So because Vince Young goes into the Giants Stadium, beats the Giants 2 weeks ago, and the Patriots go into Lincoln Financial Field and kick their ass on Sunday after a slow start, which wasn't totally unexpected, but they finished with a big bang. So, once again, those of you who thought, and there were some of you, because Vince Young went in and beat the Giants, that somehow that was going to, you know, trend over this week against the Patriots. And it's not just like, it's not just the Patriots I'm talking about. I'm so sick and tired of national media people speaking in absolutes, this black or white, pass or fail garbage every single day. It's unbelievable. I don't know what the hell you people are watching. I don't know what games you're watching or if you're watching one team. But many of you don't get it. You just don't get it. Now, the Steelers almost lost to freaking Tyler Palco 13-9 on Monday night. 13-9. Sunday night, I should say. Now, because the Steelers only won by four, am I looking at the Steelers as any less of a team? Absolutely not. Because I know better. Because they struggled against a crappy team on one particular night against Tyler Palco, who had three interceptions. And that game wasn't, that game was still a game all the way to the last 5 or 6 minutes. But I'm not going to change my feelings about the Steelers. I think they're a very good team. But, you know, and I guarantee you, and I haven't read the Pittsburgh papers today, but, you know, again, a win is a win on the road. Sometimes they're not sexy. But do I hear Patriot fans out there think the Steelers are now some, you know, garbage team because they barely beat Kansas City on the road by four with Tyler Palco, and the Patriots won here by 31 against them 6 days earlier? Do you see what I'm getting at? If you try to figure this stuff out and go trend to trend, week to week, you're going to kill yourself. That's why you can't paint broad brushes, black or white, pass or fail every week with all these teams. You think Steelers fans are up in arms this week because they've only won by four in Kansas City? Are they concerned? If Tyler Palco can keep them in a game with three interceptions, what's a real quarterback going to do? I mean, it's garbage. It's childish. Of course you don't think that way. Pittsburgh's offense, you know, very similar to what happened with the Patriots last year against Green Bay here, knowing Flynn was playing and not Rodgers. It happens sometimes. A win is a win. I keep saying it time and time again, how difficult it is to win in the NFL. It's not as easy as you think. As talented as the Patriots and some other teams are, it's still not easy. Everybody's getting paid out there and fighting. I mean, I give the Chiefs credit on defense for playing the way they did. But honestly, do you really think people in Pennsylvania today or Steeler fans are panicking because they only beat Tyler Palco and the Chiefs by four on Sunday night? But my God, if that ever happened here, oh, hell would break loose. The win isn't sexy enough. All the same stupid buzzwords from all these national and local media people. Oh, they didn't win the right way. They didn't do this. Yeah, it's just crying and the same old regurgitated puke-inducing crap every single day. I am so tired of it. I know some people do it because they think it's, you know, it's good for entertainment and good for ratings, all that stuff. Not for the football fan who knows what the hell you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. You can't just look at the Patriots and have this just narrow microscope, I mean, like, narrow view of this is what it's like. Look at every other team. Look at what every team is going through right now. And we're pretty damn lucky right now, let me tell you. This is the number one seed right now. It's probably going to be because I see them running the table the rest of the way. And you know what? They had their ups and downs, just like a lot of other teams in the NFL do. With the exception of maybe Green Bay for now. And there's still a long way to go with them. And no one's sitting here saying, and I'm not saying here, the Patriots defense is great. But I'm saying I look at it on a week-to-week basis. And the fact that they didn't have Spikes, the fact that they didn't have McCourty, the fact that they didn't have Chung, I take that stuff into consideration. And you should too. It kind of balances out the Michael Vick, Vince Young thing a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, it's just some of the stuff I'm hearing and reading, and some of you guys are so ass backwards on some of this stuff. Not just fans. I actually think the fans have a lot more intelligence than people who are covering these teams sometimes on a daily basis. I'm just tired of this. I'm so wound up about this black and white issue. They have Maz today come in. It totally set me off. When I tell you I looked like an idiot screaming at the radio. Going on, well, if Fitzpatrick can beat the Patriots with an 84 rating, what does that tell you? You know what it tells me? It tells me that Brady threw four interceptions during week three and the Bills won by three at home. That's what it tells me. It tells me the defense probably didn't have a lot to do with that loss, if you go back and watch it and look at it, and the field position that the offense of the Patriots set up the Bills in that game because of a couple of bad throws by Brady and a couple of bad breaks, interceptions. Why the hell would you bring up a game in week three when it's now, this is when real football starts? This is where it is, baby. Right now. Here and now. Week 11. Well, actually, technically, it's like week 13. But you are now at a point where you start to realize what your football team is all about. And you know what? This one's pretty goddamn good. And I don't care what Borges says, Felger, I don't care what any, I know what I've seen, and I know the character of this team, and I already know what Belichick is. And how about you idiots out there? And again, I'm not talking about people who listen to this show. I'm talking about a lot of the media people. Belichick can't coach anymore. Has the game passed him by? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Because they lost back-to-back games, and as I said, because they played 5 weeks in a row and went 3-2 against some pretty good defenses. Twice against the Jets, Dallas, the Giants. But nobody factors that in. Oh, and the offense is sputtering. Remember that? Remember that a few weeks ago? I kept saying, everybody, calm the bleep down, for God's sakes. Get some perspective. Look at the defenses they're playing and look who they're going to play. I told you they're going to score 30-plus points the rest of the year, and they're going to. And no one's going to remember what happened against the Giants. And even that game, they had the lead with 35 seconds to go. If it wasn't for a horrible Sergio Brown pass interference call that he deserved, they would have won that game. You getting where I'm coming from, people? You getting it? Get some perspective and stop with this stupid pass or fail garbage that guys like Borges want to do every single day and brainwash you. The whole league doesn't work that way. And like I said, if you doubt me, go back and listen to Pittsburgh Sports Radio this week. And seriously, do you really think they really give a crap they only beat Tyler Palco and the Chiefs by 4? Is that somehow going to diminish that they're 8-3? So everybody wants to overreact or underreact, whatever it is you want, to the Patriots and their defense. You know, how do you feel about the Steelers only winning by 4 against the team the Patriots beat by 31? Does that mean the Patriots are so much better now than the Steelers? No! Some of you might think that, but that's not the way the league works. That's not how I think. No, I think when these two teams, if Pittsburgh and the Patriots play again, I think it'll be a much different type of game. I promise you the offense will be on the field more than 19 minutes, but that's a long ways away down the road. We have to wait and see. But I tell you what, that comment by Mass just set me off today, because and he's not alone. There are other people that did that, that do that kind of stuff. Who gives a crap in the NFL what you did in week three has anything to do with what is now basically 10 weeks later in week 13? Asinine. And that's the kind of analysis I got to listen to? Please. Try not to listen to a lot of it. I disagree with a lot of it. This freaking fake, phony contrarianism every single week by so many people. You know, trying their best to besmirch this team in some way, shape, or form because they're not perfect in the media's eyes, in some media people's eyes. Well, neither is the rest of the league. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the writers around here having to write about the Steelers this week? How do you think that would work out? You can't win every game 38-10, although the Patriots are doing a pretty good job of it lately. You know, it's every week is different, depending on personnel, depending on what teams you play. Yeah, and there's no question. At the end of the season, as far as points allowed, the Patriots are probably going to be a top 10 team, maybe even a top 8 team, because of the teams that they're playing and the quarterback situation. You know what? Tough. Good. Get the confidence. I'd still like to see the starters out there to get back, get Chung and McCourty back. Let them get some confidence going against some of these weaker foes. That's fine. And hopefully they keep learning and building as a unit. And when playoff time comes around, it's the team that wins. It's not an offense or a defense or a special team. It is the team that wins. That's why I don't go overboard with Baltimore's defense or San Francisco's defense in that pathetic division. I could care less about Tebow and the Broncos. They're a joke. They'll be exposed. It's just a matter of time. They're a freaking joke. Their defense isn't. Denver's defense isn't. That offense on Denver is such an embarrassment, you know, and they're lucky McGahee was healthy for that game. That's all I can say. You look at some of these other teams, they've all got some issues in their own way, shape, or form. All of them. And because you don't win by a certain amount of points every single week, or don't look sexy every single week, does not mean, you know, that's going to be the trend for the rest of the year or from game. Everything is different from game to game. I just don't understand why people can't figure that out. All right, email me at webradiopatriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And you can Facebook me as well, Pete Shepard, P-E-T-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. And starting, I did a couple of posts on Sunday night while after the Patriots won and everything, and it's just absolutely hysterical. Some of them are great responses. Some of them are you know, stupid, and some are, you know, I don't know if they're just, I don't know, again, I don't know how much football some of these people watch. You know, other teams. But it's just absolutely, some are dead on balls accurate. Others are way, way off the mark. Others are kind of generic, which is fine. And that's why, hey, and I love the diversity, believe me. And I say keep it coming because it's what makes us such a great country. We can all have different opinions. I just don't understand after all these years with this coach and this quarterback, you know, for people to say a month ago about how the game might have passed him by, you got to be kidding how he couldn't coach anymore. Brady in the offense. How do you not look at the defenses they were playing and say, of course, they're probably going to struggle a little bit and not put up all those points for that month? That was really only a couple of games. A couple of bad turnovers really did them in. But I think they, once again, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the rest of these guys, the character of this team shines. The cream rises to the top, kids, and right now your New England Patriots are at the top in the AFC. Whether some of the local or national scribes like it or not, that's the way it is. Deal with it. And the wins are only going to get more. They're only going to keep coming week after week, the way I see it in this schedule. It's a pretty good football team we have here in Foxborough. And they're getting better. They're gaining confidence, particularly on defense. And I thought it was great. And, you know, one guy I was thinking of this week, believe it or not, was my man Tyrone in Delaware, who calls all the time. Great caller. Because he's been spouting week after week about how the Gronkowski and Hernandez are being used too much and everything else. So I hope that Tyrone is happy that Welker and Branch and Welker led the team in receiving yards this week. Each of them had over 125 and 115, Branch and Welker, respectively. And that's fine, and that's what's going to happen. Now, is everything perfect? And again, I'm not, is everything perfect? No, there's a lot of football left to be played. But I like what I'm seeing. I'm impressed with a lot of some of the plays this defense has been making, despite that some of these guys won't be playing at all in the next couple of weeks. When some of the starters come back, hopefully this week. Although it is Indianapolis, and they've got their own issues. By the way, they took the Patriot game off the board. It was 21, but now since Indianapolis has fired the defensive coordinator.
The Colts suck.
They do. They do. And the other thing I'd like to know is, Dan Orlovsky is going to be the quarterback. And you might remember him, those glory years he had with the Lions in 2008, going 0-16. Boy, those were the years, huh? Man, seven starts.
Do you remember the play, Pete, where he was in the end zone trying to get out, and he forgot where he was?
Forgot where he was.
And he ran out of the back of the end zone
for a safety.
And just,
yeah.
But so everything stops, and Jared Allen's like, oh, we got a safety, and celebrating. And Orlovsky's still running around like he's looking to throw the ball.
Yeah, yeah. It was quite. That's actually on YouTube somewhere. That's hysterical. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get right to your emails. I know there's a lot of you lined up. And again, you want to call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. The voice of reason is me, period. I am so sick of it, locally and nationally. You don't want to get some perspective? Listen to this show back after this.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Who will that be on?
That's it.
Go Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
And welcome back. Pete Shepherd Show here until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be here Wednesday and Thursday as well. Let me get right to these emails again. Webradio@patriots.com. Facebook me. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. I'm a tad fired up today, and it's just, hey, that's just the way it is. Today's just one of those days. I'm in a mood, and you're going to have to deal
come
with it.
Come after me!
I'm a man!
I'm a man! I'm fired!
And before I get,
that's why I don't read the newspaper!
And here's the, you're right.
Because it's garbage!
Here's the other thing. Why isn't ESPN doing any kind of story? By the way, are they in trouble with that fine incident with Syracuse? That's going to be very interesting, but that's another story for another time. We'll get into that now. But why doesn't ESPN or NFL Network do something on Caldwell and how really sucky a head coach he must be? Okay? And I was talking to Teddy Bruschi, who was out in the hallway earlier before he did his ESPN stuff, so I was talking to him for about 10 minutes. And first thing I said, Teddy, I said, why doesn't your network, because it's ESPN now, I said, why don't they do a compare and contrast of how Belichick with Matt Castle, when Brady went down, went 11-5, and now Caldwell loses Manning and goes 0-11. What does that tell you about coaching right there? And I asked Teddy, I said, do you think the Colts would be 0-11 if Bill Belichick were coaching that team? And obviously, absolutely not. And he talked about the adjustments that Bill makes all the time, which we talk about here on this show all the time. That is what is so significant. That's what makes Bill such a great coach. And that's why, you know, Teddy brought, you know, when they lost to the Steelers in regular season back in 03 or 04, whenever it was, and lost that big streak, you know, what happened 7-8 weeks later when they played in the AFC Championship game? Patriot blowout. And it's because of the adjustments that Bill is able to make that a lot of other coaches just don't see it, don't do it, or rely strictly on finesse to get the job done, which is what Indianapolis has done a lot over the years, which is why they only have one Super Bowl. Because they've been outcoached a lot of those games. A lot of times by Bill. Now, yeah, they had the Patriots number there for a little while. Different things and all that stuff. But really, I think a lot of people expected a more out of Indianapolis, even though Manning went down, to go 0-11. You got to be kidding me. Why doesn't anybody ever bring that up? Matt Castle comes in with hardly any with no quarterback experience at all in the NFL, very little, college for that matter, and comes in and playing some damn good football the last five games of the season back in 08. And they went 11-5, and they just missed out on the tiebreaker, which was actually almost unheard of to be 11-5 and not make the playoffs. But thanks, Brett Favre and the Jets, for losing that game to Miami. But I find it fascinating that nobody brings that up. You know, why doesn't anybody rip Caldwell? You know? It's just, it's just unbelievable to me how that just gets, you know, pushed under the rug. And it's not just Peyton Manning's on the team, so we suck. You know, you talk about, that's coaching. How does Caldwell still have a job? Unbelievable. Anyway, let me get to these emails. Bruce says, breathe. Bruce says, you're totally right. The media has to sensationalize or they don't get the headline. The Patriots are sitting just fine, and I'm okay with the pundits playing them down. Maybe more teams will underestimate them and get clobbered. The Super Bowl teams barely won a lot of games, and we're not favored, and we know what happened. This is the NFL, and any team can win on any Sunday. Any team. Even the winless Colts will beat someone. I'm not sure about that. Be glad Bill coaches the team up every week, focuses on depth and assignments and planning for each and every game. That is what really matters. Yes, very well said. Very well said. Another one from email on webradio@patriots.com. It's from our buddy Chad. Hey, Pete, man, what a win. They kill the Eagles. Our boys are right on track to go 13-3. Brady's just so damn unbelievable, a master of execution. When his receivers are healthy, he's unstoppable. LeSean McCoy had an embarrassing day out there. When he ran, he got shut down bad. The Patriots didn't allow a third down conversion until the end of the third quarter. That's pretty amazing. And that's another thing. Why isn't anybody talking about that? No one's talking about that, by the way. And I think it was 31% for the game the Eagles got for third downs, but didn't get one to the third quarter. That's pretty amazing. They only allowed four total, and three of those came on the last Eagles drive in garbage time. With the injuries we've got with this, when this will, and we hope, come up healthy and sharp, we're going to shut down a lot of big mouths. Now then, medias are saying, yeah, but the Eagles didn't have Vic, Macklin, Rogers, Cromartie out there. Listen, those Eagles goons guaranteed a Super Bowl at first by the 28-year-old disgusting bust Vince Young. Nobody tortured those guys to make all those statements, and the reality is they spent $200 million on guys that get injured, that can't deliver, or any troublemakers. They take that, Eagles, and take that, Merrill Reese. To quote Brett Favre, life deals you a lot of lessons. Some people learn from it, some people don't. All right. I'm with you. Let's see. Robert says, Pete, been listening to all the ESPN talking heads head over heels after Breeze 365-yard, four pass, one touchdown, rush touchdown against the G-men. I generally like Drew and the Saints. Had they not read that Tom has a pretty good game against the Eagles season to date, Brady versus Breeze, again, virtually identical, no mention of Tom for MVP. I really think ESPN has an in for Tom and the Patriots. I know the Pats are hated outside New England, and this is all likely moot with Rodgers having the year he is, but if you're going to say Breeze is second in the MVP, I'm just sick of ESPN and their diss of the Pats. Patriots go 13-3. Love the rant, Pete. Go Pats. Yeah, I mean, I think Rodgers clearly is not clearly, but I mean, he's having a hell of a year. And he's having a better year than Brady is right now, and Breeze. But they're real close. There's still a lot of football left also. Still a lot of football left. But right now, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. I mean, it's silly to say anything else. I mean, he deserves it. Right now, he's the MVP after 11 games. But Brady and Breeze are to be fair, Robert, last night, Mike Tirico went on and on gushing over Brady, Breeze, and Rodgers, and about how they are so much better than everybody else because of the things that they do, and I don't have to go over them because you know. So, I mean, to be fair. But, yeah, there are still a lot of people, although I think ESPN's gotten a lot better with they don't hate on the Patriots as much as they used to because they really can't. They've been embarrassed and eating so much crow over the year. It's come back to haunt them. NFL Network, no different, by the way. But, and it's all because of the sexy interviews that Bill doesn't give. That's what it's really, trust me, that's 90% of it. That's 90% of it. Let's see. Bad Kevin says, hey, Pete, love listening to you. I have to tell you that I could not agree with you more, but I don't think it is the local and national media that locks the Pats all the time. If the Patriots lose, the Patriot fans are the worst critic. Excuse me. The only thing I dislike about being a Patriots fan is that it seems that our fan base is quick to jump off the bandwagon as soon as we lose. We question Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and it's BS. I live in Illinois, and it's awesome to be a Pats fan. I know every week we have a more than great chance to win. Bears and Rams fans can't say that. Colts and Chiefs fans can't say that. If we lose again this year, quit bitching about Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the D, or whatever else you think is the reason we lost, and get ready for the next game, because more than likely we are going to kick the crap out of the next team we play. 30 other teams in the league can't say that. Keep kicking ass, Pete. Bad Kevin. Kevin, yeah, you're right. And it is sad sometimes around here when Patriot fans jump off the bandwagon because of a loss, or this, you know, there was this time this year where there was back-to-back losses, or again, the sexy wins aren't there. They don't win the right way, or they don't lose the right way. Some ridiculous buzzwords like that. And like I said, you know, it's fine. That's what fans do. They overreact on a week-to-week basis, and in the NFL, it's obviously much different than all the other sports because there's a lot fewer games. And everything is a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. And I love all that stuff. But you cannot get caught up on a week-to-week basis like this pass or fail thing that so many people love to do. You just can't. And if you do, you're seeing what's happening now. I mean, you know, you look foolish. Like I said, really think about this. And I'm really, think about this. Do you think a Pittsburgh Steeler fan today is so, oh my God, what's going on with the Steelers? They only beat Kansas City by 4 with Tyler Palco. I mean, do you really think that some of those fans are overreacting like that? I'm sure they're a small, small minority. But I think it's a lot less. I think if that happened here, I think if the Patriots beat Kansas City on Monday night 13-9, that all, you know, they want Brady to retire. Some of you. But you can't think that way. And like I said, and nor should you think that because the Patriots beat Kansas City by 31 and the Steelers only won by 4 against the same pathetic quarterback, that all of a sudden the Patriots are light years ahead of the Steelers, because I don't think that either. So let's make that perfectly clear. I just think the two really good teams, Patriots won by at home by 31, and the Steelers, who should have won by a lot, only end up winning by 4, but they won. You know, sometimes you struggle on the road a little bit, no matter who the quarterback is. But they won. Do I sit here and think less of the Steelers? I can't believe you're making me defending the Steelers. But, I mean, no. I mean, that's called having perspective about what the NFL is all about. Now, I think Baltimore. I think Indianapolis has zero chance to win this game. I mean, zero. Zero. Unless somehow there's a, you know, 20-foot blizzard and all the Patriots can't make it to the stadium and somehow Indianapolis does and the Patriots have to forfeit, there's no way the Patriots, I just don't see it at all. This is going to be a joke of a game. Again, email me, webradio at patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And this will be another one of those games where it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, much like Kansas City. So if the Patriots win 30 to nothing, there'll be no praise for the defense. If they win 20 to 10, the offense is struggling again, you know, against this team. Well, how are they going to rebound? I mean, you know. No, I don't expect that to happen. But this will be one of those games where they won't be able to do enough good things and the bad things will be overstated as usual. So, it's because of the overreaction by some of the local national media and some of the fans. Gene in Daytona says, hi, Pete and Kevin or Matt. Pete, you are the voice of reason. You are correct about the national media disrespecting the Patriots, but think of them as a useful tool providing motivation for our team and fans. We believe that we are seeing, Pete, not what they are seeing. You are preaching to the choir, Pete. Fitzpatrick might have 83 quarterback rating now, but he was playing around 115 at that time. He played us. So it's unfair analogy. We can see through their bleep. No one would listen to them if they praised the Pats. Well, look at, I'm trying to be fair because ESPN, I mean, the Monday Night Crew had all praises for the Patriots. You know, when they played against Kansas City, you know, Gruden and Jaworski, and they had a lot of good praises for the Patriots. It's not everybody over there. I want to paint a broad brush of ESPN and NFL Network, but there's still a vast majority of those guys over there on both of those networks that don't give the Patriots the respect because of Bill Belichick not answering their questions in a Rex Ryan funny sort of way. That's really 90% of it. And anybody, I'll argue anybody until hell freezes over if you think it's any different. Because most of these guys are much more concerned about entertainment than fact. You know, they want entertainment over, and sexiness and answers over actually talking football. Chris says, hey, Pete, are you all concerned about the play of our offensive line? They looked horrible in the first few series against the Eagles and Kansas City, but pulled it together. If they protect Brady, then the Patriots win. Oh, yeah, and here's my other thing on that. And it's a good point because I was going to bring it up. When you found out that, you know, obviously Copeland is out, and when Wendell, third-string center, had to come in, you had to figure they were going to struggle initially. And this is why people don't understand. The center position is huge on the offensive line. They call out matchups. They do a lot. There's a lot of things that need to click in. So I'm not surprised it took Wendell and the offensive line a little bit of time to gel. But I think they should be commended because after the first, you know, half of the first quarter, they were fine for the most part. They were fine. So, again, perspective. You lose Copeland, he's already out. Dan Connolly had overall done a damn good job this year. You lose him. I think that's an important aspect of the game that nobody's talking about. Of course the offensive line was going to be a little shaky early on, and a lot of it has to do, and trust me, if it was probably left guard or even left tackle with Matt Light being out, it probably wouldn't have been as bad as losing the center early on. Your third string center a very, very important key on offense. And I know they did a great job overall. I mean, a real good job. But I expected, when I found out early in the day that Wendell was going to have to play because Conley was out, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, well, let's see what happened. But they adjusted, and they got the running game going a little bit, and that helped. But you're right. Overall, Christopher, you're right. But I think, remember, you had your third-string center in there. So, again, take that into consideration. 508-298-0398. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline is the number. Email me, webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com, and Facebook me as well here on the Pete Shepherd Show here until 6 o'clock tonight. Mary Beth on Facebook says, love it when you start the show with a rant. You are so right. The press has nothing good to say about the Patriots, gloom and doom. Well, again, it's not everybody. I'm not going to sit and paint a broad brush. Dagmar says, go get it, Pete. Max, who's a huge Tim Tebow fan, he's just a kid, but says, Tebow does it again against the Chargers and improves to 5-1. How long will it take you to start believing in him? I will never believe in him as a quarterback, ever. All the other things about him are fine. Nice kid, all that stuff. Right, wants to be a role model, that's fine. No problem with that. No problem with that. But, I got to find it. Kurt Warner had a nice message for him, too, earlier today. Kurt Warner basically told him, hey, Tim, with all due respect, you know, tone down the I love Jesus and stuff. And that coming from a guy who was all caught up in that, so much so that his coaches thought he was spending too much time, you know, studying the Bible instead of studying the playbook at one point in his career, believe it or not. And I told you, and if you don't believe me, you ask Big Show Andy on this someday. This is true. When we were at the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 01, or 02 actually, was the next year, in January, and covering the first press conference that Wednesday of the, it wasn't media day, it was at the team hotel for the Rams, and we went over there, Andy and I went over there. And I'm telling you, the first 8 or 9 questions had nothing to do with football. It was all about Kurt Warner's faith and Jesus this and Jesus that. And look, I love Jesus. That's my religion, whatever. I had nothing, you know, and this is not taking the Lord's name in vain and other than that. But I actually stood up and I started screaming, can we please talk about football? God's not a Patriot fan or a Rams fan. It is unbelievable. I can't stand the little sit-ins at the end of every game in public. I think it's wrong. You know, it's not hurting anybody. It's not bothering anybody. I just think it's so ridiculous. You know, do it somewhere else. And every time, everybody is, you know, thanking the Lord, 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 or as Menino says, Lord, the Lord this, the Lord that, Lord, 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 Lord. Thanks, praise to God, Jesus. God, Jesus, please help me, Jesus. Praise
generations
Jesus.
Generations of New Englanders.
I mean, I've Whoa. Had it.
Rally.
I have faith. Trust me, I pray every day. And praying all you want is not going to stop an occasional Tom Brady deflected pass that gets picked for 6 in a Buffalo game in week 3. Okay? Last time I checked, God gave us free will, from what I understand, if you believe in that kind of thing. But anyway, I digress. But I am so, I mean, religion and sports to me, I can't stand it. It's just so freaking frustrating. It's just, you know, the stuff at the end of the games is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I've been saying that for years. There's nothing new, believe me. Nothing new. But at that press conference, I mean, imagine, Super Bowl press conference, and I got to listen to 8, you know, yokel, you know, bleep kicking Hicks from God only knows where, Timbuktu in Missouri, talk about Jesus this and Jesus that. It's like in Forrest Gump. Have you found Jesus? And how has Jesus helped you throw? This guy actually said that. How has Jesus helped you on the screen pad? I'll never forget that. And that's when I lost it. I said, come on. I mean, where are we here? Forget that. I want to know how he's going to stop William McGinnis. I want to know how he's going to stop Romeo Crennel's D. I want to know what he's going to do with Ty Law.
That's all I have to say about that.
Oh yes, and I just found out that the Patriots have just released defensive back Philip Adams. So there goes another one. Now, what that means, who's left? Nope, still got Sterling Moore, still have Kyle Arrington. did not have a great game on Sunday. McCourty hopefully will be back. Molden showed some signs. Pretty good. You know? And yeah, Sterling Moore and Patrick and Sergio Brown still in the background. I'm telling you. You talk about smoke and mirrors and how they, I mean, you're telling me, you talk about coaching. And I'm telling you, you think Jim Caldwell of coaching the team, top to bottom. I mean, the Patriots behind Jim Caldwell in that game in Philadelphia. What do you think would happen? How do you think Jim Caldwell would coach that defense? Say what you want about it. I'll take Bill over anybody. How many coaches do you think could have practice squad players up the yin yang out there in the secondary and still be winning football games the way this team's winning? It's amazing. Tiff says, hi, Pete. I love that no one is really talking about the Patriots. I hated when so many NFL analysts picked the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl before the season started. I want everyone to gush about Rodgers and the Packers crew. I want the Packers to go to the Super Bowl and be defeated by my underdog Patriots. Is there anything worse than your team going undefeated and just to lose in the Super Bowl? No, there isn't. Regards, Tiff in Wisconsin. Well, yeah. But again, a very extreme set of circumstances, what happened in 07, technically 08, in Arizona. And I like to forget it because I've been over time and time again. I've never seen a team. I'm not going to say the Giants were lucky because they certainly, their defense kept them in that game. But the bottom line is the Patriots had three, four, five opportunities to end that game and couldn't, and just, you know, talk about a game of centimeters. And that's just the way it went. That's just the way it went. That does not mean that anything to do with the Baltimore loss the next year when they had lost Welker and obviously the team, you know, gave up an opening kickoff return for a touchdown. They were down 14-0 before he could even blink. And that game did not have anything to do with the, after another 16-game season of 14-2. Like that playoff loss was in the back of their minds when they played the Jets. I mean, it's so ridiculous when people start bringing up what happened with the Giants in 07, what happened with Baltimore in 09, and what happened to the Jets in 010 and think they are somehow all related. If you think they're all related, you're not watching the games. No, they're related in the fact that they were losses, but all three were different in their own unique way. And here's the other thing that's becoming true. Here's what I love. You can disrupt Brady by getting pressure up the middle. I love it. You know what? I can say that about every single quarterback in the NFL. Of course you can disrupt a quarterback by getting pressure up the middle. Who doesn't know that? Talk about mastery. Oh, they're showing you play. They're showing Orlovsky running around the end zone in the back of the end zone on ESPN. Still trying to make the play. He'll be starting for Indianapolis this week, by the way. You might remember he had those awesome numbers for Detroit back in their winless season in 08. Anyway, all right, top of the hour. Quick break. When we come back, more emails and more of your Facebooks. And email me on the web radio at patriots.com. Facebook me. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Pete Shepherd Show live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Back with the second hour on patriots.com after this.
You're a business traveler who's flying away. You can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it? Right?
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Everybody!
Take the chance.
Back here, hour number two of the Pete Shepherd Show here on the Tuesday as we, it's 11:29. Can you believe it? 11:29 already. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, lots going on today. Obviously, I'm fired up about a lot of different things, but just the NFL news in general. I mean, we got God on God crying with Kurt Warner and telling Tebow to chillax with the Jesus stuff and, just got word too on the NFL Network reporting that Jake DeLome is going to sign with Houston. So I guess it was a CJ Yates. Guess that era's over. Liner went down. what a wacky year. Yeah, and Bilo was outside earlier, a couple hours ago. I was talking to him. I mean, just if you're a fantasy football player, holy crap. What disarray by some of these injuries this year, some of the stuff going on. But, you know, the other big story today going on in the NFL, and most of you know by now, obviously, is Jacksonville fires, you know, team owner Wayne Reaver fires Jack Del Rio after a 3-8 start. And Mel Tucker, the defensive coordinator, is going to take over on an interim basis. He'll get a chance to get an interview with for the full-time job when it's all said and done. And then they sell the team. they sell the team to Khan. Khan. No, not Ricardo Montalban from Star Trek. Another Khan. Now, why are you playing Chewbacca?
That's all I got for Star Wars.
Oh, this was Star Trek, not Star Wars.
It shows you how much I know about that stuff.
Oh, come on. You never saw Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan?
Nope.
Oh, God. Great movie. Great
I will
movie.
At some point, probably.
Great movie. You should watch the original series first, though. Space Seed. Yes, I am a Star Trek geek. I freely admit it. I don't go to conventions and don't dress up at it, but I enjoyed the Shatner series and the Patrick Stewart series, Next Generation. After that, I lost interest, but I liked all the movies, most of them. But Shahid Khan is the new owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. What I don't understand is this. Now, I heard a report. This is true. I heard a report today, Kev. He paid $754 million cash. Cash! This guy came over from Pakistan.
That's not sketchy at all, is it, Pete?
Well, I've got like $500 million laying around. I don't know about $754 million. But this guy was born in Pakistan.
Straight cash, homie.
Left home at the age of 16 to attend the University of Illinois. Graduates in 71. A year after that, he started working for the Flexengate Corporation in Urbana, Illinois. Purchased the company in 1980. And today, Flexengate is a major manufacturer of bumper systems for pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles built in North America. So a guy who makes sophisticated bumpers for pickup trucks had $754 million lying around in cash and gave it to the Jacksonville Jaguar. Hey, here you go. Now, here's the funny part. They're going to stay in Jacksonville, it seems. Why the hell would you want to stay in Jacksonville, play in that godforsaken, nice people, but godforsaken city? I still never forget staying there, what it was like. It was awful. Nice people, just not prepared. And I've never seen a football stadium that doesn't have a parking lot. So my recollection of Jacksonville for the Super Bowl in 04 against the Eagles was Eagles fans puking on each other, no cabs, and no parking lot at the stadium. And then more Eagles fans puking on each other, mostly girls, at the end. Unbelievable. I mean, why would you want to stay in Jacksonville? Get out. Go to Los Angeles. Go someplace. Jacksonville. Awful. Just an awful. It's an awful market. It's an awful city. That's just another NFL story going on today. Besides, you know, we're talking about the Patriots and... And of course, you have numbnut Ndamukong Suh suspended for 2 games. How embarrassing was that? Not to mention what he did, but he, I mean, totally embarrassing himself afterwards by saying he didn't mean to do. I mean, just an absolute disgrace. Disgraceful. I mean, what does he think? No one's watching? I love it. I love it when he says, I was trying to get up. I was trying to get up as I'm torturing this guy's head. I didn't mean to step. I wasn't trying to step on anybody. Really? Could have done some serious, serious damage had he connected. Serious damage. Unbelievable. John Elway surprised by reaction to Tim Tebow's comment. Hey, get it through your heads, people. Tebow's not going to be on the Denver Broncos next year. And it is highly unlikely that they're going anywhere far anytime soon. And it's fine. The record they have now and everything else is their defense is playing terrific. Their offense is a joke. They're last in the league in passing. Yeah, they're first in rushing. So what? Look at the teams they played. Let's see what happens when they have to go against some real competition here. You want to play that game with me? Let's play that game. And no, I'm not a believer in Tim Tebow. Neither is the rest of the country. And anybody who's ever played quarterback and knows this game worth a lick knows that this guy will never be a successful NFL quarterback. All the rest of the stuff he stands for, got no problem with it. I think he gets shoved it down your throat a little bit too much with the religion aspect of it. But as far as a person and a role model, all that stuff he claims he wants to be, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know what? How about he's been on the NFL team for 2 years. How about learning how to throw the ball properly? And I know he works hard, and you hear the stories about, you know, before and after practice, this, that, and the other thing, but then you're not getting it then. Then he's just not that. He just can't do it. He does not have an NFL quarterback mentality. Not going to make it. Plain and simple, not going to make it. Sorry for you Tebow people out there, but I'm not telling you anything new. But anybody who's watched this game over the years, decades, I'm telling you, it doesn't work. There's a reason why guys like Tim Tebow don't make it in the NFL, who are great college quarterbacks. He may win a couple games here and there, but in the overall grand scheme of things, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Gene in Daytona says, hi, Pete. The problem with the Patriots is they are a national media goldmine powerhouse. Any story relating to the Patriots is saved for the end of the shows to keep us all tuned in and watching all those commercials. Good news or bad, it doesn't matter to them. Truth is a minor issue. What's important is ratings, and the Patriots' own success is their worst enemy. Well, yeah, some of that I think is true. Some of that, but again, I think most of the negativity stems from the coach and what they perceive as arrogance and because he doesn't give sexy Rex Ryan type answers. For some. But I think it's becoming incredibly out of control, the analysis that this team undergoes. And like I said, on a week-in and week-out basis. And I follow the rest of the league. I read other sports pages around the country. And I just, the people that jump on and off the bandwagon so quickly. In some cities, it's the same thing. You know, and you look what they're going through in Philadelphia now. All I'm saying is, and I'm going to keep bringing it up, do you really think, I mean, does it change your mind in some way, shape, or form because the Steelers only won by 4 against Tyler Palco and the Patriots won by 31 that somehow the Patriots are so now superior to Pittsburgh and now the Steelers should be worried, quote-unquote worried, about their struggling offense? I mean, come on. Michael says, Michael is my good friend who's a big Packer fan. Peter, I'd like to rant of your total disregard of the Packers. They are 17-0 with 3 road playoff wins and a Super Bowl. They are on a roll and may win another Super Bowl again this year. If they stay undefeated, and then history will be made. And at the helm is a quarterback who is playing at a level not seen before. Michael, you keep saying that. It's not true. It's just not true. I know you want to believe that's not true. It has been seen before. We saw it here. A quarterback playing a level not been seen before. You can bring up Brady 07, but he did not win the big game. If Rodgers, he actually did win the big, he actually did put him ahead. They were ahead with, he actually put him ahead. He had a game winning drive at the end of the game, put him ahead. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't Tom Brady's fault that they lost. If Rodgers wins again, then it is game, set, and match. Greatest back-to-back seasons by a quarterback. This is what you should be talking about, my friend. I will make you feel a lot better, Pete. You have too much. Come hang out and enjoy the ride to greatness. Michael, first of all, I don't care enough about the Packers right now to talk about them. This is a Patriots.com show. If there was a Green Bay show and I was in Milwaukee, I'd be happy to. The problem is that you are not used to this, and we are. Joe, you have to understand that. And your stress will come. Trust me. We've been through these winning streaks before, Michael. We've had 21-game winning streaks. We've had 25-game winning streaks. We've had back-to-back Super Bowl titles. We've had MVPs, unanimous MVP, by the way, last year at quarterback. Plays for this team, not your team, this team. And it's not the first time he's won an MVP. We have seen all your Green Bay anti. We've seen it here already. And you still have a lot of football left to even come close to comparing it. You have no idea what can happen. There's a long way to go. And if they go undefeated and they win the Super Bowl, I'll give you all the praises you want. Until then, I have seen teams do this before. I've seen Indianapolis come close. I've seen the Patriots come very close. A lot of teams have done it, come close. No one has ever gone 16-0 in a regular season, but one team, the one that plays right here. So, my friend, just from years of experience, I will tell you this. Do not count your chickens before they hatch. Because I have seen football for a lot of years, and there's a lot of goopy things that can happen. So, yes, I admire your passion about the Packers. I know what a big fan you are. But personally, I don't give a crap right now. They're in another conference. They have right now, yes, Aaron Rodgers would be the MVP. And I take nothing away from the Packers. But they're in a different conference, and the only time the Patriots are going to see them is in the Super Bowl. Maybe. Yes, maybe. I know it looks so easy right now. I know. Believe me. I know. We all thought it was easy, too, back in 07. But things can change a little bit. We'll see. All I'm saying is don't count your chickens before they hatch. They were 6-0 last year, went on a nice run and won the Super Bowl, and they deserved it. And they haven't lost since they lost to the Patriots in the regular season. That's fine. We've gone through two of those big streaks, Michael, before. Two of them. Two big 20-plus game winning streaks. Seen it all, done that. MVP, undefeated season. Been there, done that. You've had a year and a half. So relax, my friend. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. It's buddy Tyrone in Delaware. Tyrone!
Hey, man, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I don't know if you heard. I was thinking of you over the weekend as Welker and Branch were catching all the passes, and Gronk and Hernandez were kind of laid back. I was thinking you might be happy about that.
Yeah, I was happy about that. You know, being down here in the Eagle Country, you know, I was gripping my teeth because everybody would have been calling me trying to get underneath my skin, but we pulled it out. It was a good win, and I give you some credit. You was right as far as you know, the blueprint was out, and you know, I don't know why the Eagles didn't try to do the same thing the Giants, and I don't know if they don't have the personnel. You probably was right. Mm-hmm. But that's what a lot of people down here.
Even guys like. But you didn't even hear Asamoah and Asante Samuel's name in that game. You didn't even hear about him. I know Asamoah was banged up a little bit, obviously, but you know, Tyrone, it's just what I'm saying. Now did you hear my rant too about the Steelers? You know, they only beat Kansas City by 4, and the Patriots won by 31. Now, should that change your perspective of how good the Steelers are?
No.
Okay.
It's a game to game, Sunday to Sunday basis.
Correct. I mean, correct.
You know, that's how I view it. But I'm still a little concerned. You see, I don't, because for what I was, my friend was, he's an Eagle fan, but my friend was at the game, and he said, it was a lot of Patriots fans at the game. And they said a lot of Patriots fans was talking a lot of smack. And I guess because of the offensive output, they put up, you know, people was getting confident.
Yeah, but Tyrone, here's the thing. And Philadelphia Eagles fans are the freaking worst on the planet. They are the worst. They're the nastiest.
But they are passionate.
Of course, they are very passionate, and they're nasty as hell. But let me ask you something. What do you think the Eagles fans were saying when it was 10-0 Philadelphia early in the first quarter? Can you imagine the smack talk? Can you imagine the smack talk going on there? So I got no problem with Patriots fans talking smack. I'm sure they had a lot of it when they were down 10-0. So as long as it doesn't get violent or stupid and out of control, I got no problem with it.
It was. I don't know if you guys heard that some Eagles fans toss a beer on a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Like I said, I mean, the nastiest man, I told you, I've never seen so much throw up in my life as that Super Bowl in Jacksonville amongst Eagles fans. It was mostly the women. I mean, just absolutely disgusting, those fans, what they were like in the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, you couldn't walk 5 feet without stepping in puke.
Yeah, well, I could imagine. Like I said, they're all passionate. They're a little nuts, but they're all passionate. I give them that.
Yeah, I agree.
But my concern is still.
Who?
You was right. We're going to be all right to the player. We might not lose the game. I'm thinking the Denver game. If anything, that's the slip-up. Might be the slip-up.
Oh, not Miami. No, Miami here on Christmas Eve, no way.
No way. My concern is when we get into the playoff, should we be as confident? Because, again, the reason why Deion Branch and Wes Welker got off is because they wasn't manned up. They played. You can't play Tom Brady's zone coverage. You're asking for slow death. So they was playing that zone coverage. I don't know what Andy Reid was thinking, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
the reason why them guys were successful, again, they wasn't getting press coverage. Now, when we get into the playoffs, I'm worried about two teams. Oakland. And the Texans.
I wouldn't worry.
I play one of them two teams. Might have
the better season. Wait a second. First of all, you got to really relax about Houston for a second because Jake DeLoma is going to be their quarterback.
But they're decent.
They're going to struggle down the stretch probably to make the playoffs. I know they get the lead right now, but that is no guarantee Houston's going to make the playoffs now. I mean, they lost. It'll be close. And if I was to worry about one team, I think it'd probably have to be, the two teams I would be most Baltimore. Concerned about Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
But that's the thing. They got, unless we get, like, because Wes Welker, the MS, they're small. So when you press them and you give them one good hit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're going to throw their timing off.
Yeah, but if the Patriots are able to run the ball and do the play action, which is why when they started running the ball, that's why Welker made that little nice little move and got free. That had a lot to do with it. If they can establish just that semblance of a run, that little bit makes all the difference in the world, and Brady talked about it. And the Patriots still have way too many weapons in the AFC. Most teams can't stop them. Most of them can't.
Yeah, but but I think one team is in Baltimore. And all I'm just saying, I'm not going to. Last year, I was on the bandwagon. I said, yo, we going all the way. I got caught up, and then when the Jets came into New England and give us a beat down, you know what I'm saying? I was upset for a minute. I'm not, for all, I'm going to say to Patriots fans, we need to calm down and let's just look at it for what it is. The defense is what it is. And if we don't score, we're going to have problems. And that's what I was.
You can say that about every team, you know, and Baltimore should be thinking about that too, about not scoring. I mean, they may get away with it like they did against San Francisco because in that particular type of game. But Flacco has to play. Flacco has to play a lot better and be more consistent in the playoffs. And I can promise you this: if the Patriots play the Steelers again, like they have many times in the past, the second time they played them when they've lost to them, they will make the adjustments. There's no way.
If they play I can't see it. I'm gonna be honest with you. Not if they play the way you think the Steelers.
Of course. I mean, they have to play. Obviously, you know, the offense only got on the field for 19 minutes, you know, 5 weeks ago. But that's past. They lost to the Steelers back in 2003 or 2004 pretty handily, and they lost three guys.
Was a Halloween game.
And what happened 8 weeks later in the AFC Championship? The Patriots mauled them. Mauled them. Pittsburgh, with Brady having 103 temperature on the field.
Okay, I got two quick things I'm going to go.
Okay.
Because this is my concern, right? One, I don't understand what's pissed. I think Taylor Price was inactive again, right? No, he was active. He was the only healthy, inactive player. Why? Do you know why he's not playing? I'm going to get off the air. Listen, but then another thing with Underwood. What you think about Underwood? I mean, I know he dropped the ball, but I think it's something there. I hope the Patriots give him a chance, but I think it's something there with him.
Well, some with Price and,
if you press him, he's not going to, but, you know, what you think about him? I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks for the call, buddy Tyrone in Delaware. Always good. No, look, I can't figure. Tyler Price is the only reason he can't, is not playing. That obviously he's not getting it. He's not getting it. You know, it's a Chad Ochocinco syndrome. Not getting it.
Interesting note here, Pete. Adam Schefter, good friend of the show.
Yeah, great guy.
He is reporting that quarterback Jake Delhomme.
He's going to
take a break from racing his horses.
I mentioned that like 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, Pete.
That's all right. Remember, I even said to you, I said, I thought you heard me.
No, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said, Kevin, I said, Jake, NFL Network is saying Jake Delhomme is going to sign with Houston.
So he'll compete with Clemens and good old TJ Yates.
Yeah, TJ Yates. Poor TJ.
Yeah, he was put in a tough spot.
Yeah, you think? Liner, who sucks, was put in a tough spot. That didn't work out too well. Let's stay with the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Mike is in California. Hey, Mike.
Pete, what's going on? Good to hear you.
You too. What's going on, my friend?
Not much, man. Hey, look here, just real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, the other caller before was Tyrone.
Yeah.
When you were talking with him about the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
That's the scenario I'm imagining right now. First of all, let me ask you a question before I get into that.
Yeah.
What do you think the Pats' chances are of going, like, of the road to the Super Bowl this year going through Foxborough?
I think it's a great chance. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose the rest of the way. I really don't.
I don't think so.
I said I predicted 13-3 at the beginning of the season, and even after they lost to the Giants, I looked at the schedule and I just said, I don't see how they're going to lose the rest of the way. And I don't think they will. And I can't wait for that Denver game. I can't wait for that Denver game when they're putting up 28, 35 points and Tebow's going to have to try to keep up and get picked time and time again. I can't wait because that little option crap is not going to work when you face a team with the firepower of the Patriots. I cannot wait for that game.
Right. Same here. Same here. I was going to say the same thing.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one other thing, though. Now, as far as the Steelers go, I'll tell you like this here. All I'm going to say is this. If they come back to New England and the road to the Super Bowl goes through New England this year, I'm telling you now, I don't know why Patriots Nation is so worried. I am not worried. I'm telling you now. I'm praying that they come through here.
Even if they don't, Patriot fans and certainly Patriot teams have gone to Pittsburgh several times and won the AFC Championship.
They're
underdogs in both times. And again, people got so caught up in 03 or 04 when it happened because they had lost earlier in the season by like 21 points and thought that was going to trend 8-9 weeks later. And the Patriots went in there and destroyed them. I'll take the coach who knows how to make adjustments and Bill Belichick and the quarterback in that situation. I don't care where they play. I'll take my chances with the Patriots because that game, there's no way if they play again will the Patriots offense be on the field for only 19 minutes. That won't happen.
There ain't no way. Ain't no way in hell. That's why I want it. But in the same way, like I said, I just want it to be. I think it would be fitting for the Steelers to come to New England and have all the Pats fans out there, every fan out there with either a red towel, a blue towel, or a white towel, and be twirling them. I'm telling you now, I just want the Pats to destroy them, to destroy them. And in that way, I'm telling you, that would just put the nail in the coffin right there and let everybody know.
Well,
who's out there talking about, oh, yeah, Brady should retire, blah, blah, blah. Are you freaking high?
It's ridiculous.
I want a free sample.
How about
the
game passes Belichick by, all that stuff a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. I thought we were so much better than that around here. It's just a lot of people have embarrassed themselves with those kind of black and white comments, pass or fails. I mean, just, they don't take into consideration the defenses they were playing, the time of the schedule, all that stuff. To think that this offense wasn't going to get back on track. I don't know what people were smoking. I really don't. They should know better.
Yes, they should, but evidently they don't.
Yeah.
Whether you're spoiled or not, like you've been saying all year, you know, like you've been saying even before the 07 season, everybody's been saying it before, and everybody who knows Patriots football ought to know, they're not always, Brady or not, they are not always going to win 50-10. It's not going to happen.
No team does that. No team does
it. It ain't going to happen. Well, I don't care if you got Brady, Moss, T.O., Ochocinco, Welker, and everybody else. It don't matter. They are not going to always win 56-10.
And that's why I'm saying if you're in Pennsylvania this week or in Pittsburgh, I mean, are you going to jump off the bandwagon because Tyler Palco and the Chiefs almost beat the Steelers because the Steelers only won 13-9? Now, you think there are Steelers fans calling up going, oh, my God, the Patriots beat this team by 31. We only beat them by 4. Now, if you have that kind of mentality and you think that way about the league, then that's like kindergarten football that you talk because it just doesn't work that way, and it shouldn't. Like I said, it shouldn't work this way. And a Patriot fan shouldn't think because they crushed the Kansas City and Pittsburgh only won by 4 that this team is so superior to them. Now it's not. That's not the way it works.
Nope. Sure. So, right. Hey, I got to go.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Let's stay on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Let's go to Eldridge in North Carolina. Eldridge.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm loving your show, man. Loving your show. But I got a question.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that worries me about what's going on the rest of the season is our defense. I know the show flashes at times, and I know when we get the Muslim guys back, it's going to be okay, but that's the only thing I'm worried about is the defense.
Well, again, you catch a break here in the schedule. They're either 10th or 11th in points allowed, which is, again, the only stat I care about. I don't care about net yards. Finally, the national media guys are finally coming around to my way of thinking. They've been spewing this net yard stuff. But there's no question, Eldridge, that their defense on paper, and I think will get better because of the quality of teams that they're playing or lack thereof and the lack of quality quarterbacks that they're going to play. So I have no doubt that it's going to, what I said at the beginning of the show, I think it's going to be unfair, is that they may not get some of the credit they deserve by the end of the season, because they may very well be eighth or ninth in the league in points allowed when this is all said and done, because they've gone through the toughest part of their schedule and they have the easiest schedule left in the NFL. So what will happen is national and local media will tell you that it's a smoke and mirrors defense, and when they play a quote-unquote real team, that you'll see their true colors come out. And I think that's totally unfair, I mean, to a degree. I mean,
to a degree, but we've seen it, though. Like I said, Vince Young put up 400 yards.
Yeah, whoa. Vince Young, come on. 400 yards. They got third down conversion was in the third quarter. And they got four third down conversions, and all of them came in garbage time where they're down by three touchdowns. So I don't care. That's why net yards don't matter, Eldridge. They don't care. It doesn't matter. They held them to 20 points. Why? Who cares? They put up 400 yards, and how many of that came when they were three touchdowns down? I mean,
okay.
The first quarter, yeah. The first quarter, he burned Arrington. He had a couple nice throws in the first quarter. I give him that. But he had no third down conversions until the end of the game.
No, but see, what I'm thinking about is Pittsburgh and the Ravens with their receivers and their running back. That's what I'm thinking about, because I keep going back to the fifth game or fourth game when we played Buffalo.
Yeah,
and they had
third game.
Five running backs,
third game
receivers, and you know that's what I keep looking at.
Yeah, but
and
also
when Pittsburgh played us. You know the way they played us. I mean, they spanked us. Got to be honest about that. They spanked us.
They spanked us, and yet the Patriots still had a chance to win the game at the end. They couldn't have played any worse, and they still were in the game. It wasn't like they were blown out. And the Buffalo game. Why would you bring the Buffalo game? Was four interceptions by Brady. Two were deflected, yes, but four turnovers by the offense led to 24 direct points to Buffalo.
Yeah, but the defense put pressure on Brady. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm talking about.
They still put up. Brady had a monster day in that game. He just had two bad deflected interceptions and had a couple of two bad throws he shouldn't have made. But that wasn't.
Yep.
Trust me, when they play again here on New Year's Day, I promise you, it's not going to be.
That's what I'm looking for.
They'll kick the crap out of Miami here, and they'll kick the crap out of Buffalo, because those games are probably going to mean getting the number one seed. So it's not like they're going to let up.
But I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
But hearing from the other shows that everybody keeps talking about T.O., is there something in the works about T.O. coming to New England?
Well,
or is it everybody just throwing up?
No, it's because Drew Rosenhaus was on the Patriots sideline last week, and he represents Terrell Owens, but he also represents Rob Gronkowski and several other Patriot players. So some of that, there's rumors flying around here. I'm not sure I buy it. I mean,
you know what, though? That would help us out in the playoffs. And, you know, get rid of Chad. Like I said, he's been there 11 weeks. He ain't really stepped up to like Price, but I think they ought to put Price on the field. Just you know, some people might not can get it in practice, but can get it in the game. I'm surprised that Chad, because Chad been around, what, 12, 13 years?
Yep.
And he should notice this. I know there might be different terminology or whatever, but the route tree is the route tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, if Underwood can come and work out during preseason with Hoyer and Mallett, then they signed him back, and that pass he dropped with Brady,
mm-hmm,
because he ain't got enough reps. I think they ought to give Price the same chance just to see what he can do.
Well, the Price thing is a total enigma. Nobody knows. Everybody says the right things around here, but nobody knows. There's rumors that he's just not understanding the playbook. I mean, I can't imagine what else it would be, because at times he's been out there, he just hasn't done anything. And, you know, Tyquan Underwood, you know, I don't know how many more opportunities he's going to get. You can't ask for more gift of what would have been a touchdown had he caught that ball and went right through his hands.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, they just activated him back. You know what I mean?
No, I know that, but you can't drop that.
More reps.
You can't drop that ball. They might. I'm not saying they won't, Eldridge, but I mean, you know. Now, the TL thing, it could be, I've learned never to say never, especially with this team and who they might pick up. I don't know. But
I would love to have Moss back. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll take care. Thanks a lot. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Tiff says, hi, Pete. Can you ask your friend Michael to listen to Packer Podcast? Why on earth would we be talking about the arrogant jerk Rodgers? Jeez. And then she says, one more thing. Please discuss the Bills-Jets debacle. I found myself cheering against both teams. I loved how well Stevie Johnson played against Revis. Yeah, he played great against him. Right up until the part where he screwed up and dropped the touchdown pass and did that stupid, you know, Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg tight. That garbage. I mean, when are these guys going to get it? That stuff comes back to bite you in the ass so much. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back and do the last segment of the show. Lots of emails still to get to, I promise. Email me, webradio at patriot.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PeteSHEPPARD. Call me on the East Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We are back with the final segment of my show on patriots.com right after this.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun. With free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature.
Right? Right, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Want to talk to Pete? Call him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Pete the Meat Shepherd.
Hi-ho! How are you, everybody? Speaking of hi-ho, I hear the Muppet movie is awesome. Every person I've known that's my age that's seen it in their 40s says it's just freaking hysterical. Anyway, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Facebook me as well. Dale responds to my friend Michael, the big Packer fan, who's great. Michael's a great guy. He's just, you know. And I know some of the stuff he writes, he does it to tweak me, which he does. But like I said, we've all seen it before. Dale says, man, this is New England. We don't go to a sports bar and have all our six flat screens turned on to the Packer games like you do back in Green Bay. Get over yourselves. That's probably what happens to it. I can't say for sure. Dale on Facebook says, hey, Pete, the league is full of triads this year. Giants go on the road to beat Pats. Pats go on the road to beat Philly. Philly goes on the road to beat the Giants. Kind of the same way with the Jets, Patriots, Jets, Buffalo so far. It is very hard to tell how many teams will play anyone based on whom they played so far. Pats have problems on defense, no doubt, but it will have been a good year by the time it's all over. I agree. And I do think, you know, I wish I knew the timetable on McCourty and Chung, and hopefully it'll be this week. But I do think it will help. I mean, they're playing lesser quarterbacks and lesser caliber teams than they have, and that's fine. But I do think it will help their confidence. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs when they get there, but they're not the only team, the Patriots, as I said. They are not the only team with questions. And Michael responds on Facebook to Dale. Thank you, Dale. You're a wonderful person. Don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your time. Tyquan Underwood. Oh, this is from Sterling. Tyquan Underwood sent me this. But Sterling says, on email at webradio@patriots.com. Hey, Pete, Tyquan Underwood drops a sure touchdown pass. I had nightmares of Rashay Caldwell in 2006 AFC title game against the Colts. Caldwell was wide open, and we missed the Super Bowl. Give me one reason why I should feel comfortable with this guy. Tyquan Underwood, I'll give you no reasons. Look, it's unfair because I can only base it on one play. But the one play, he was wide open and probably would have had it very close to a touchdown. But I will say this about Rashay Caldwell. Okay, say what you want about him, and you know the trouble he got in after he left the Patriots and everything else. But do not forget that catch that he made against the Chargers that year. And somehow the Patriots scratched and clawed and fought and stole that game away. That was the Troy Brown punt return, or the fumble at the end in San Diego. But Rashay Caldwell in that game had a gigantic catch. I think it was for like 60-something yards. But, yes, I do remember the touchdown pass in the 06 title game. But that, my friend, is not the reason why they lost. They had a 3-touchdown lead. And as I've said time and time again, you had Eric Alexander having to start at linebacker that day, who could not cover Dallas Clark at all. I mean, it just came down to they were just out of it, exhausted defensively, and it's unfortunate because they would have whipped the Bears in the Super Bowl that year too, but not the way it happened. Let's see. This is from Gene in Daytona. Hi, Pete and Kevin. Pete, the Jacksonville news is the worst I've gotten today. You know what this means to me? No more blacked out games, and that means no Patriots for me Sundays, only NFL Rewind. I saw Sue on a play against Chicago this year make a play I could not believe on the 2-yard line. The ball runner hit the hole, and Sue let him go by so he could go after the right guard. On the previous play, Sue and the guard were pushing each other after the whistle. I guess Sue figured the other guard got the best of him previously. He had to get back at him. The game score did not matter to him. Kevin, Fred is a Star Wars fanatic. To him, it's almost like a religion. Do not tell Fred you are not familiar with Star Wars. I think it was Star Trek that we were talking about. Again, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Email me, webradio@patriots.com. Facebook me as well, PETESHEPPARD. And as we come to the conclusion of the show today, tomorrow, coming up at 4:30 tomorrow, ESPN AFC South insider Paul Kaharsky will join us and see what he thinks about the Colts and all that mess going on down there. And then coming up on Thursday, Tom James, the Colts beat writer for the Terry Holt Tribune, will join me on Thursday. So a pretty good lineup. And I know it's not the best of games coming up this week, and I'm actually glad it's a 1 o'clock game. Imagine I have to wait till 8 o'clock. What I think is going to be interesting, just talking with Kevin about it afterwards, and if CBS lets them do this, which I doubt, because they could take it. You can block it. Your networks can block a game. A flex game. And I'm wondering, the Patriots-Denver game, if NBC is not going to want that game to go at 8 o'clock at night. Just a thought, something to keep in the back of your mind. I'm not sure CBS will let them do it, but could be interesting. Could be interesting. I can't wait. And I hope that quarterback fraud loses at some point before that time. And I use the term quarterback fraud, not human fraud. Quarterback fraud. Because he is. He's awful. Awful. And thank God. I mean, it's funny to hear, you know, when you hear, you know, Boomer Esiason and Marino and all these other quarterbacks around, and everybody's saying the same thing, is no one's hating on Tebow. It's just you can't win in the NFL that way. It's going to catch up with you. You've just been lucky you've played some inept teams over the last month. That's the problem. And you caught let me tell you something. If they played the Raiders now, Palmer seems pretty comfortable out there. I mean, he's still a little rusty, but they didn't have anybody in that game at quarterback for the Raiders. That was just a total victim of circumstances there, and your defense still had a lot to do with that win. I can't wait for the Patriots to get to Denver. I cannot wait. But we're still talking about the Patriots win over the Eagles, 38-20. Patriots, again, 8-3. Still number one seed right now in the AFC. If the playoffs were to start today, the other thing, somebody asked me, and I apologize for not getting to this earlier. Maybe Kevin can help out with this. Carl says, hi, Pete. Wondering if you know how I can listen for my BlackBerry. Thanks. Just download it, right?
Yeah, I think there's a mobile app if you go to the patriots.com website on your BlackBerry browser.
Yep. Okay. And Dylan said earlier, and I apologize, Dylan, I should have got to this earlier, but there's so many posts on here. He says, what stood out to you the most and why in the Eagles game? I'm going to tell you something that stood out to me that's beyond the obvious. How about Julian Edelman? How about Julian Edelman? I mean, fearless. And all, you talk about all three phases of the game. But I was pretty impressed with how he has picked up. He even came on a blitz as well. I'm pretty impressed with how Julian Edelman's playing defensive back. Now, is he like Troy? I mean, he's different. He and Troy Brown, Troy's different. But I like what I'm seeing out of Edelman. Maybe he's found his niche. And as Bill has said, I mean, as Edelman has said, and other players too, the more you can do on a football team, the better chance you have of staying employed. Because if Julian Edelman couldn't play special teams, I promise you, he was as good, you know, as crafty as he was a receiver that couple game when Welker went down. Not the same. Not the same. And I like him as a receiver, but he might not be on this team right now if it weren't for his play on special teams and what now, obviously, he's proving as a defensive back. Pretty good. Brooklyn Matt says, hey, Pete, you're talking about the Super Bowl puking chicks. Reminded me of a story. One day I was hanging out in Washington Square Park catching some rays on the grass. You're always in Washington Square Park. You're playing a lot of chess or I don't know what. Well, the girl who just dumped me showed up and sat apart from me about 15 feet away. And that's great. A city of 3 million people. You bump into your ex-girlfriend in Washington Park and that bummed me out. Well, this hot blonde decides to lay her towel next to mine. I was too shy to start conversation. Yeah. But about 20 minutes later, she just rolls over and starts making out with me. I could smell vodka on her breath, but so what? Well, the chick who recently dumped me got an eyeful of this and I'm thinking, yeah, soak it in, bleep. Check this out. What a burn I rule. Yet, but about 5 minutes after the hot blonde rolled over back onto her blanket, she started blowing chunks all over the grass because she was so ripped. My ex rolled her eyes. Yeah, Pete, but it was still way hot. Anyway, that's my ode to puking chicks. To this day, they still get me. Now, this is the most disturbing part. To this day, they still get me off. Oh, God. Oh, good God. Pete, I had to write this one. It's still fresh. Theory on the Super Bowl. Packers go 18-0, reach Super Bowl. Patriots AFC champs and Packers Super Bowl. For Pats, win and serendipity prevails. Pats write the record for 2007 Super Bowl perfect season and prevent Packers perfect season. How's that sound? I think a lot of people are actually thinking about that. They are. I still have a feeling the Packers are going to stub their toe here in one of these games. It's only been done once in NFL history. And by this team in Foxborough. So I think there's a long way to go before we get to that. There's still a long way to go. You got 5 weeks left in the regular season. You know, you still don't know. I mean, God forbid any injury, and I'd never want to see Aaron Rodgers get hurt or anything like that. I mean, I've always been, when you want to play teams, you want to play them at their best. And certainly the Patriots have won many playoff games without having their best, a lot of times, defensive personnel out there. And still managed to scratch and claw their way to wins. Some of them actually beyond scratch and claw. Some of them just kick-ass ones in the playoffs. You know, I still remember 2 years in a row them not being favored against Indianapolis here at home. Just both games. Unbelievable to me at that time. All right, 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. So I hope I have given you cause to think, and I'll bring it up one last time. If you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan today, are you saying the same things that people say around here? Oh, the offense is struggling now. Oh, you know, how are they going to get back on track? If Tyler Palko can score 9 points against them, and if the Chiefs can hold the Steelers to 13 points, and they only win by 4, and the Patriots beat them by 31 just 2 weeks ago, well, now the Patriots must be better than the Steelers by a lot. Don't fall into that trap. That's just one analogy. Don't fall into that trap, people. It will burn you. It will burn you. Remember, go back and listen to the conversation I had with Chris Mortensen last week. Don't get caught up in net yardage stats. Don't get caught up in if this team beat that team and your team beat that team or this team or you beat that team and then you lost to that other team. that other team beat after he beat and lost to that other team. Don't get caught up in that either. You're telling you, rack your brains crazy. It's a very, very difficult league to predict. There's a lot of great players in this league. A lot of great players. All right, that's going to do it for my show today here on Patriots.com. Again, coming up tomorrow, ESPN AFC South insider Paul Kaharsky will join me at 4:30, and hope you will join me as well. Thank you all so much for your passion, all the phone calls and all the emails and everything else. We'll do it all again tomorrow, beginning at 4 o'clock. Just a quick shout-out to my Bishop Hendricken High School Hawks, who start the playoffs tonight in Warwick against South Kingstown. And what can I tell you? H-A-W-K-S. Go Hawks, baby. Look for another state championship in football. Good luck, guys. See you guys. Talk to you guys tomorrow at 4 p.m. See ya.
Pete Shepherd, the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.